In this bulletin, the World Health Organization says the coronavirus pandemic is getting worse. The federal government passes both stimulus packages through Parliament. And in sport, the National Rugby League suspends its season, describing the decision as a sad day for the game. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. The World Health Organization says the coronavirus pandemic is accelerating. More than 300,000 cases of COVID-19 have been recorded globally. The WHO says calls across the world for people to stay at home and practice social distancing are important. But it also says these calls are just defensive measures. And both attacking and defensive measures are required to change the trajectory of the pandemic. WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus says the situation is heartbreaking.
More than 300,000 cases of COVID-19 have now been reported to WHO from almost every country in the world. That's heartbreaking. The pandemic is accelerating. It took 67 days from the first reported case to reach the first 100,000 cases. 11 days for the second 100,000 cases. And just 4 days for the third 100,000 cases.
Dr. Tedros says attacking measures that need to be taken include testing every suspected case, isolating and caring for every confirmed case, and tracing and quarantining every close contact of those infected. Legislation for the two coronavirus economic stimulus packages has been passed by both houses of federal parliament. The more than $83 billion worth of measures were quickly enacted in a single day, in a bid to soften the economic impact of the virus. In addition to the job seeker payment, the youth allowance, parenting and special benefit payments will now be increased by $550 per fortnight. Full-time students will now be able to access the coronavirus supplement, and there will be two special $750 payments for welfare recipients. Other measures include $15 billion for small lenders, cash injections to businesses, and support for the tourism and aviation industries. The government also passed an amendment giving the Social Services Minister new powers to make changes to welfare without requiring legislation. A separate $40 billion was earmarked for emergency spending during the pandemic. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the Parliament was united in its decision, as the bills were passed without objection.
The package of economic measures that were passed by the Parliament tonight were the most significant to support the Australian community and the Australian economy since wartime. These measures will support households and cushion the blow for what are the inevitable economic challenges that we will face as a nation in the period ahead.
Two tests for coronavirus, which deliver results in under an hour, have been approved for use in Australia. The ABC is reporting the new technology promises to be more accurate, testing directly for the virus itself rather than for immune antibodies. Approval for the tests was rushed through the Therapeutic Goods Administration as the number of cases rises to more than 1,700 in Australia. To sport, and the NRL has suspended its season and closed its offices because of the coronavirus outbreak. The league made the decision after several meetings on Monday and asked all staff to take annual leave immediately. The NRL says it's facing its biggest financial challenge in history, and offices will be closed until the 1st of May. Chief Executive Todd Greenberg says it's an unprecedented step to take, but it's also a responsible move for the game.
Today's a difficult day for the rugby league community, both here at head office and across all of our clubs and players. Our priority is to do everything we can to give our game the best chance for a long and sustainable future. We've briefed all of our clubs this evening and all of our players have now been told.
The Rugby League Players Association says there's strong commitment to ensure the players are supported and protected. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 34. Partly cloudy in Adelaide, 23. Much the same in Melbourne, 18. Similar conditions in Hobart, also 18. Mostly cloudy in Canberra, 23. A shower or two in Wollongong, 24. Also 24 in Sydney with a possible shower. Mostly cloudy in Newcastle, 24. A possible morning shower in Brisbane and 26. A shower or two in Cairns and 31. And a shower or two in a possible storm in Darwin, 33. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.